Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and Father Pete Elizardo, I'd like to welcome all of you to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Also, in a special way, I'd like to welcome all who are joining us by internet, television, and radio. Please know that all of you are always part of our parish family. Let us now join with our celebrant, Father Richard, as we begin our Eucharistic celebration.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess,
and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed, and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and comeliness I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together come to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. The word of the Lord.
us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Make us known the shortness of our lives, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our afflictions, for the years when we knew misfortune. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Prosper the work of our hands. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for
a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, indeed the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. The word of the Lord.
Kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. This statement by Jesus is one that most of us, I believe, are familiar with. And this type of statement is called, fancy word, hyperbole. Hyperbole uses an extreme exaggeration to make a point. So really, what is Jesus' point? Well, at first glance, we can figure this out real easy. The message is about one's attachments to their possessions. Possessions that interfere with our relationship with God. This would be a fair, I believe, an honest assessment of today's gospel message. But there's a more subtle message in this gospel passage today, one that maybe we don't really look at very closely, but it's still there. See, this gospel passage today also tells us or talks to us or kind of slips in there on us about how we utilize, if I can use that word utilize, how we utilize our faith. In other words, how we utilize our religion, our faith belief, that is our religion. Is our religion and our faith belief helping us to make a connection, or that connection that we're all called to make with our Heavenly Father? The gospel says Jesus looked at him and loved him. And that's after he had a dialogue with this young man. Jesus answers the question about gaining eternal life. You remember what Jesus said? He kind of gave him the catechetical answer. He said, simply follow the commandments. Do what you're supposed to do. But the young man, as we know from the gospel story today, seemed disappointed because he answers Jesus right back, "But you know, I'm doing all those things, and I've done them since I was a very young man." But Jesus, however, understood his heart just like Jesus understands our hearts, just like Jesus understands our frustrations, just like he understands our doubts. And knowing this, Jesus knows that this young man was truly, truly deep down inside unhappy with all of his wealth, even though he had all of this wealth and possessions and lands and whatever else he had. He was thirsting. He was thirsting deep down inside to be connected to the Almighty. And his wealth fell short in helping him to achieve really, really happiness that we all want to achieve in life. But he just couldn't let go. Just couldn't let go. He wanted to hold on. And later on, I'll tell you a story about letting go. And so if you look at this young man, and we can kind of think back possibly what was going on in his life, his entire life was probably built around doing the right thing at the right times to fulfill the requirements of his religion. In other words, he punched his card every week like clockwork. His faith lacked any kind of spiritual depth that could lead him to eternal salvation. His religion was one of many tasks, if you will, to be completed probably during a very busy week. Have we ever done this? I know I have. In his case, his wealth and his possessions became that proverbial camel in the eye of the needle. But it doesn't always have to be just wealth and possessions. In others out there, it could be position, could be power, could be authority, talent, physical beauty, athletic prowess, youth, you name it, and it's out there. But Jesus loved him. Jesus loved him, and he knew of his spiritual blindness. So he gave him a lesson in what we would call tough love. And we all know the rest of the story. You know, he went away very sad. You know, in our first reading, in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom, King Solomon prays. He prays and wisdom comes to him. Riches and wealth, as we know, comes later. And it grew out of his prayer for wisdom. But notice it wasn't a prayer for wealth and power, but just the opposite, for wisdom. And let's be honest, we've all prayed for things in our lives, including myself. We often get upset when our will here on earth is not done. Perhaps we're praying for the wrong thing. You know, maybe like a new car, a new house, win the lottery. You know, you kind of get my point here. Maybe instead of that, we should be praying for, let's say, patience, or we should pray for understanding. And yes, maybe even to go along with that, a little bit of wisdom. But getting back to our gospel and this young, rich man, do we sometimes do the same thing with our religion? Yeah, let's be honest. Do we punch our card, say the proper prayers, never miss Mass, tithe a generous amount? I'm guilty. But our Catholic faith is more than a group of rules and regulations. Not that, you know, the rules and regulations that we have are bad. Don't get me wrong. And it's our faith is not only just wrapped up in liturgies and ceremonies. Not that those things are bad. We need all of those things. We need all of those things as people, as sons and daughters of the Father. But as people, we're finite beings. We need all of these tangible things that we can work with. But it's not a case of simply just going through the motions. We have our holy Catholic faith to live out, to help us to live out our commitment to our Heavenly Father. Our faith, our religion should free us from our attachments to worldly riches. Not that having things are bad, you know, it's the value many times that we put on them. So our religion, our faith should free us from those attachments to those worldly riches and change our disposition of our hearts. Unlike the young man in the gospel that's used today as an example of self-centeredness and selfishness. I told you I was going to tell you a story about letting go, and you may have heard this story already, and if you have, please bear with me. But there's a story told about how they capture monkeys in India. See, what they do is they make a wooden box, and they cut a hole in the side of that wooden box. And it's just large enough so when that monkey comes along, that hole in the side of the wooden box, he can stick his hand in the box. And inside the box, they put a sweet and scrumptious nut. So the monkey sees that nut, and he reaches in to grab that nut. And his small hand, when he reaches in and grabs that nut, forms a fist. But when he tries to pull it out, that fist won't fit through that small cutout as long as that monkey holds on to the nut. If the nut is dropped, the monkey's free. Many, many monkeys are caught this way because of their unwillingness and inability to let go of their perceived treasure. So you might ask, what do monkeys and not letting go of a silly nut have to do with me and my Catholic faith? Well, I say everything. Because if our wealth, because if our possessions, because if our authority or any other thing that we have as human beings keep us from letting go, to be free, to give ourselves over to our relationship with God, then our religion unfortunately takes a back seat in our lives. It is not being, again I use this word, used properly. Ask yourselves honestly, do I sometimes go through the motions of my religion, but miss the reason why we have a faith belief, or miss the reason why we have this religion, why we have this holy Catholic faith? Let's be honest. We all miss the reason at certain times in our lives. And so I say to you this morning, let us let this gospel passage be a kind of wake-up call. Let it be a reason for changing this, and I'll say this, occasional bad habit of taking our religion for granted and for allowing sometimes our worldly possessions to become items of worship. And let's not let ourselves and the things that we possess become the camel that can't pass through the needle's eye. May God bless you and may truly give you courage to make that change in your life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus taught his disciples that all things are possible with God, and so we dare to call upon the Lord with needs that may seem impossible to us.
For the Church, that the Spirit of wisdom may take root in us, emboldening us to give what we have to the poor for the sake of the gospel, enabling us to more closely follow Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the commandments that God gave us may guide all nations in the way they treat their people and their neighbors, respecting life, honesty, and goodness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who undergo persecution for the sake of the gospel, that Jesus' promise of a hundredfold reward may give them courage and comfort, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the word of God may penetrate our very being, burrowing between our joints and marrow, so that we may live in accordance with the gospel each and every day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, and Kathy Piconi, and special prayers for Teresa Morales, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. All-powerful God, your Son taught us that all things are possible for you. May that assurance give us the confidence to face our trials, follow the gospel, and transform our lives as we appeal to you with our needs. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings that, through these acts of devotedness, we may pass over to the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Michael, our bishop, Edmund and Renee, his brother bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as you await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
day is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his decree and seek him with all their
Thank you.
me now? Oh, okay. Do you want me to do the announcements one more time? Okay, just checking. But no, but I do want to give some recognition. This is something I say often. There's a lot of ministries in the church, but there's some that are considered thankless ministries. One, I do think we should always thank the choir for the time that they take to practice and the beautiful music that they share with us. It is a beautiful ministry. So one, I'd like to thank Alex and everybody in the choir this Sunday. So thank you. And two, believe it or not, the ones that I also would love to thank is the altar servers, because without them, a lot of the things that get done here at the altar would not be possible. I mean, we could do it, but the altar servers make the transition a lot smoother. I was an altar server for many years, and that's what inspired me to want to become a priest, because I saw them and I thought, I want to be just like them. I fell in love with it, and here I am now. But the thing is, the servers...
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.